Dr. Bentz, first of all, let's start with your latest honor. You have been named UWF Second President Emeritus.
It is truly an honor, Dave, and it is something that is not bestowed lightly on any president or faculty member. There are faculty emeritus positions, too, or designations. It is a signal that you are liked and that they want to have you keep that title, because you keep that title until you die. And, of course, there are some, what do they call them, rights and privileges. And so we're working on a fun list. One is a parking space, you know, but it's wonderful. And it's a sign that everything is more than okay.
Okay, now let's hit the rewind button. When Dr. John Kavanaugh left, you were named interim president. Did that surprise you? Because I remember the time you didn't seem that enthused about going to that position.
I was intimidated by the position, but mostly I was surprised. I had never thought about being a university president. It really never crossed my mind. I was deeply involved in archaeology. And at that level, I had some really interesting things going on in Mexico, my research down in Veracruz. But I was asked to serve, and so I said I will try for 9 months. But it was intimidating, overwhelming, whatever you want to call it. It was quite a change in my life.
The politics were pretty intense, too.
They were, but they mostly, people were very surprised when President Kavanaugh took another position. He happened to apply and get a position in a state that has very closed searches. And so that makes it difficult for the place where the person has been employed. And so it was a surprise to the trustees. It was a surprise to the campus and the community. And then who? Who's going to be the interim? And it was a debate on whether inside or outside the university. Then the trustees and the faculty wanted someone from the inside, and that left, they really had to search around for one, and that left me and Dr. Rinelli from the Dean of the College of Business at the time. And so both of us hoped the other one would get it for a while. But at any rate, there was some politics, but it wasn't really serious. It was more what kind of person do we want?
When you did come aboard as president, what advantages and also what problems did the university face at that time?
I think the advantages were is that they were ready for a change. When you get me, you know what you get. I mean, I don't tiptoe around too much. I'm a moderate risk taker, not a low risk person. I'm someone who does have vision, for better or for worse. And I have a positive attitude. My cup is usually pretty half full. And so with this kind of optimism and having vision, I think people were ready for that at this university. The university was very sovereign. We had no money problems, really. The first cuts from the recession had come, though. We had a 10% cut that year, and President Kavanaugh took it from across the board. A few babies went out with that bathwater. So the recession was coming, and that was probably the biggest worry that people had. By the time I was in office, 2 months, the banks had crashed. The stock market was plunging. Our endowments in our foundation were tanking. It was a really bleak financial picture.
Do you feel the university has rebounded since then?
Actually, more than rebounded. Yeah, the answer is yes. We just looked at the figures for our foundation last week at the board meeting, and we have $81 million in our endowment. And I saw it go down to 61, and that was bad.
How did your archaeology training and background contribute to serving as president?
Actually, it served me very well. I was constantly surprised the first year or so. I was used to being in that kind of a position on top. Everybody was working for me. And that is the way when you build a unit like archaeology or any other unit, when you start it, you're the boss, boss of one, and then it grows, but you're still number one. And by the time I was asked to serve, we had a unit of 60 or so people at many different levels. So I had been used to the executive, if you want to call it that, role. I had been used to politics and money, really serious for archaeology. And so I realized that as I began to be president, that all of those things served me very well. The one thing I did notice is that I needed to listen much more than I ever did back in my unit. I knew every job in archaeology because I'd done them. And so I could see things going wrong. I knew the context of what people were struggling with or wanted to do. As president, the vice presidents were in charge of things that I wasn't that familiar with. And so I spent a lot of time listening, and I learned when I spoke up, if I spoke up first, the discussion stopped. So I needed to speak up last, and I often did. And I've never been afraid to ask a question when I didn't know what someone was talking about or a point they were making. And so it served me very well. I was surprised. I was used to handling millions of dollars, not hundreds of millions, but millions. And really, the difference was one of scale, as opposed to something that was extremely foreign to my nature. I wasn't a typical faculty member that had been teaching full-time for 28 years.
A few years ago, there was a no-confidence vote on you, which you beat. But during the discussions, during that time in the hearings, was there any point where you just looked at him and said, okay, you don't want me, then here, take it?
Never.
Never?
Never. I did alone. Reflecting on it at the time, I wondered if I had lost my mind by leaving archaeology and trying to become the president. When you make mistakes at this level, it is really serious. They're deadly. And a vote of no confidence is deadly. But one thing about me, and I think it's a good thing, is that when I am down, I will not go out. You've got to solve the problem, not just treat the symptoms. So I never thought about quitting and telling them, you know, forget it. That's too easy, Dave. You will leave a quitter. And I'm not. I want to struggle back and figure out what's wrong. And it worked. It didn't take too long, but it took addressing it like a serious problem and finding out what the problem was. Not what they said, but what they really wanted. And it was relatively simple and fixable.
Part of their complaints had to do with the prospect of starting a football program. Mm-hmm. But that was also the fun part, I guess, of your legacy. At what point did you decide this school needs a football program?
The answer is right away. I knew that would be wonderful for the University of West Florida to have a football team. It took a couple of years of getting through the recession, you know, when we were struggling and trying to get our head above financial waters. And once we did, about 2011, I realized we were on a pretty good path. Enrollment was growing. Our finances were better. We were back getting money from the legislature. And I thought, boy, this is a good time to start it. That's why I started it then. But I always figured it would be very good. And I also wondered why we never had started it in the past. You know, I joke around and say it's 20 years, you know, late, but at least it's here. But the second thing was, one of my big goals was to improve student life and become more of a traditional university. And part of that, and part of the next level, is having a football team. And so if you want to grow to the next level and you want students to be happier with their non-academic life, having fun, football is magic. It is a natural magnet for students. So that's why I did it.
Besides the football program, what other achievements would you like everyone to remember from the Judy Bents tenure?
I think two other things. Number one is our town-gown relationships. I had been very active downtown and with the community in general with archaeology, as you well know, and people do on WWF. But the distance between the university and the community in general, and the university in general, was very wide. There was an attitude about the university by the community and vice versa, and I knew that was just not right. The university is a great place. We do a lot of things right. They just didn't know it. I think that's probably one reason why I was selected as an interim, because I was one of the few people on campus that had consistently worked with the community, in this case with archaeology. So that's one thing. And I think I have built bridges that are strong. All people have to do is just walk across them now, and it is much, much better. The second thing is our relationship with the legislature in Tallahassee. I had been doing politics and money for a long time. Archaeology is expensive, and so when I went to the legislature with the president's, my previous president's blessing, I made a lot of friends. That's how you get what you want, is you make friends. We have repaired those relationships. We strengthened them. I've been able to triple our budget from the legislature since 2011 and when the recovery began. So I think community relations, state politics, as well as student life, including football.
Is there anything you'd like to go back and change?
Oh, sure there are. There are, you know, decisions I would like to undo. There were things that I wish I could have done differently. There are always going to be that, but there's nothing major. These are relatively minor things.
Dr. Martha Saunders will succeed you on January 1st. What does she bring to the table, and what challenges will she face?
Martha has got a lot of gusto. She is full of energy and ideas, and she is an old hand at being president and at being a member of UWF. She brings life and energy to the presidency, similar to what I had, but different. She has a bit different personality, of course. Her challenges are going to continue to be the metrics. They are all of our challenges. They are so unfriendly to the university our size. I think she's got a grip on them, but they can move those goalposts and change those formulas, and we could be right back on a slippery slope. I think that's going to be the primary thing.
In the metrics area, do you feel it's fair that UWF has to compete with the University of Florida, Florida State, the major schools in the state? Should there be some sort of graduating scale somewhere?
I think it's unfair. I think what should happen, in my opinion, and what has happened elsewhere where the performance funding metrics that have been put in for high stakes, is that we need to be compared to our peers. There needs to be big school, flagship, metropolitan group. There needs to be a mid-sized public group. And then there needs to be New College and Florida Polytechnic, which is a new university. I don't see that happening, but that's my opinion on how we should be organized. When you compare us to our peers, we're just fine. You know, we always have been, and that's how we measured ourselves before. We have aspirants and we have peer institutions, and we always watch their numbers. But that's not the way they did it here in Florida, and we just have to suck it up and play ball.
What's next for Judy Benz?
Two things. Number one, I'm going to take a year sabbatical where I rest and reconnect with archaeology. I'm going to try to stay off campus for a couple of months. I need to get out of the way. The second thing is reconnect with archaeology. I have a book that I was working on about 60% done that wraps up and pulls together, explains and integrates the work that I did on the early 18th century Spanish fortifications here called the Presidios. That'll take me a couple of years. And so in this sabbatical year, in addition to getting out of the way, I'm going to be reconnecting with archaeology, going to conferences, some I used to be president of or several of them, reconnecting with people, and of course, reconnecting with the literature.
And you'll be coming back here periodically for some new Unearthing Florida segments.
That's true. Unearthing Florida and Unearthing Pensacola have been very popular, and I think they send a good message. As president, I've just been able to scratch at it just a little bit. In fact, I'm meeting with the Florida Public Archaeology Network regional directors next month to say that, you know, crank me out some pieces from your regions or the state of Florida. I'm going to do that for Northwest Florida. And I also am going to be more of a voice of the archaeology that University of West Florida does. For example, the Luna site and the shipwrecks. What are they finding? How are they finding it? What does it mean? And also the other sites that they're working on that are not as visible as these big public sites are. So to be the voice of UWF archaeology, to do many, many more Unearthing Florida pieces and really go into public archaeology stronger, that niche has stayed pretty empty while I've been president.
Okay, we've come to the point now. Parting shot.
Parting shot. My parting shot about being the president of University of West Florida is that two things really occurred to me. Number one, it's changed me. Of course it would. It's been a long time. But it's changed me to be more of a strategic thinker. It's really brought out that in me. And for the University of West Florida to survive and thrive, it needs to get bigger and it needs to get stronger. And I think it's on the right path. This is a good path. It's a healthy path. We've got a supportive board of trustees that will help the next president and the next president after that. And I'll tell you right now, Dave, I think the community is going to help this university any way it can.